tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. We are going to discuss the merit of truth. Before that, let's first and foremost moisten our tongue with the dhikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by reciting salat upon him. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith, whoever recites durood upon me, his durood reaches me, and I make dua of forgiveness for him, and other than this, 10 good deeds are written for him. Subhanallah. Without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. As our topic today is, merit of truth. Yes, truth for which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, who is the messenger of truth, and brought the kalam, which is truth, subhanallah, which is the Holy Quran. And with regards to the truth and its blessing, subhanallah, there is a beautiful hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated, and a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, I am someone who is interested to have faith in you, to bring iman on you, but there is something that is stopping me, which is that I love to drink alcohol and indulge in adultery, stealing, and I love to lie. And people are saying that you have to abandon these things. But I do not see myself capable to abandon these bad habits that I have. So, Ya Rasulullah, if you are okay for me to leave one of these evil habits, then I will bring faith on you. I will have iman on you. Meaning, he says that I have these many vices that I indulge in, but I can only afford to leave one of them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to this person, abandon lying. So this man, he accepted this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of leaving this one evil habit of lying. And then he became a Muslim. He embraced Islam. So when he left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left the place where he had this conversation with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was an occasion where people offered him wine, alcohol. So he said that if I were to drink this alcohol and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were to ask me about drinking the alcohol, and if I lie about it, then I will be breaking this promise which I have made to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I will never lie. And if I tell the truth that I have drunk wine or alcohol, then I will be punished for it. So with this in mind, he abandoned drinking alcohol. Subhanallah. But what happened next? That he was presented with an opportunity to commit adultery. The same thought came to his mind, that if I do this, then if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me about it, then I cannot lie, because that will be breaking the promise which I have made to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if I do commit the adultery, then that means that I will be punished for it. So with this in mind, he even abandoned adultery. And the same thing happened when he went to steal, when he had the intention to steal, and he thought of this. And he abandoned the idea of stealing. So in the beginning, he had four evil habits. One is to drink alcohol. The second is committing adultery. The third is stealing. And the fourth was lying. So he accepted the fourth condition when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to abandon lying. And because of leaving that habit, he abandoned drinking alcohol. He abandoned adultery and he also abandoned stealing. Subhanallah. Due to leaving one evil trait. Allahu Akbar. And then after all of this, after he had left, he had abandoned other three evils. So he returned back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, what a wonderful advice you have given me. Subhanallah. So when you have forbidden me from speaking a lie, it has closed the doors of all evil upon me just by abandoning this habit of lying. So due to the barakah of it, due to the blessings of that, all the other doors of evil have been shut on me. Subhanallah. And he repented from all the evil. Look at how this great advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One evil habit. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to abandon that. And that is lying. And due to that, due to the blessings of that, this great Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was safeguarded from many other vices, subhanallah. And if we were to adopt the same and abandon lying, inshallah, due to the blessings of that, we will also see the blessings of it. And we'll abandon so many other sins, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered lying mother of all evil. This is the mother of all evil. To cover up one lie, people do so many crimes just to cover up one lie. And it proves to be the mother of all evils. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that the most disliked person in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the person who used to lie. So if we want to know what not to do to displease Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is one thing, if we can hold on to it, that this is the reason due to which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislikes a person. As an ummati, who among us would like the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislikes us? None of us. We depend on the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We depend on the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are his ummati. We identify with him. How can we afford to anger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and earn his displeasure? And by speaking lies, one earns the displeasure and the dislike of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he records this. This is the call of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahabi Rasul, the second Khalifa of Islam. He says, La tajidul mu'mina kadhaban. That you will never find a believer to be a liar. There was a time, yes, there was a time when it would be unheard of that you being a believer and you lie, people would find it hard to believe that a Muslim can lie. And now, is it the same? Do people raise the eyebrows when somebody says that a Muslim has told a lie? They readily accept it because we have gotten into the habit of lying. And this never used to be the case with our pious predecessors. Listen to this statement of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, La tajidul mu'mina kadhaban, that you will never find a believer to be a liar. And Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah ta'ala, he again presents another statement of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, and here Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives us a yardstick how to measure the character of a person. You know, if you want to know the reality of somebody, how's their character, how a person is, about someone's personality, you want to have an opinion of someone's personality, what should you look for? And here Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, La tanzuru ila salati ahadin wala ila siyamihi. Do not look at people's salah and their fasting. وَلَكِنْ أُنْظُرُوا إلى من حدث صدقة. But you must look for this quality in people, that when the person speaks, does he speak the truth? وَإِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ أَدَّى. And when he is trusted with something, does he fulfill the trust? Oh, وَإِذَا أَشْفَى وَرِعَى. When he is presented with an opportunity to do something, does he fear Allah in it? These are the three qualities that we must rather look at when we are trying to have an opinion of someone's personality. And this is very important for us to remember. If you have pen and paper with you, write it down. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says, what are the ways to gauge someone's personality? And he says, once again, I will repeat it. The three qualities that we must look for. That when this person speaks, does he speak the truth? Number one. When he speaks, does he speak the truth? Number two. إِذَا أُؤْتُمِنَ أَدَّى. When he is entrusted with something, does he fulfill the trust? And number three. When he is presented with an opportunity to do something, does he fear Allah in it? These are the three yardsticks given by Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who from whose shadow even shaitan used to flee. If Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is going by one pathway or one route, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shaitan would change his route. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Hakim and Imam Bayhaqi rahimahumallahu ta'ala, they have presented this from Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, مَا كَانَ خُلُقٌ أَبْغَضَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ. That lying was the most disliked of all habits in the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we who are devoted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we can't afford to lie. If we want to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jal, as we have learnt about this, the likes and the dislikes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be pleasantly surprised by the person if he, this person was pious, or he used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to like the people who spoke the truth. But those who told lies, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his eyes, that person was the most disliked person. Allahu Akbar. And the most disliked of all habits in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was lying. So let's inshallah azza wa jalla listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and inshallah we shall return and continue with our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, karam kijiye. Ya Habibullah, karam kijiye. Teri jab ke deed hogi, jab hi meri eid hogi. Mere khwab mein tu aana, madani madine wale, madine wale. Mere tum khwab mein aao, mere ghar roshni hogi.
فرقت مٹانا ہے مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے کعبہ کا اے مدینہ قلب میری حاضری ہوگی کعبہ کا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی نبی ہوگی خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ
تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تمہاری ہر مصیبت دیکھنا دم دیکھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی
میرے آقا میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ کی نہ
چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے، اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے، غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی، غموں کی شام بھی صبح بہارا بن گئی ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی،
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا، مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا، مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا، مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا، اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی، اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی،
میرے قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی،
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے، میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی، لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی،
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جلا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی، یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے، یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے، یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے، یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے، کرم کیجیے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، اینڈ وی ور ڈسکسنگ دا میرٹ آف ٹرتھ۔ ماشاء اللہ، آفٹر لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ہوپ فلی وی ہیو ٹیکن پریکاشن ایز ٹو وٹ واز دا لائکس اینڈ دا ڈس لائکس آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ دا موسٹ ڈسلائکڈ ہیبٹ آف آل ہیبٹس ان دا آئیز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز دا ہیبٹ آف لائنگ۔ اینڈ دیر از اے بیوٹیفل پیرابل وے اٹ از مینشن دیٹ سیدنا نافع رحمہ اللہ تعالی، ہی اسٹیٹس دیٹ سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما، he was traveling with some friends and they stopped at one place to spread the tablecloth and they sat down to eat. Meanwhile, a shepherd, he arrived, he was grazing his goats. So he arrived there and Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said to him, come take some food And he replied that, I am fasting. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, are you keeping an optional fast, meaning a nafl fast, on this day of severe heat, meaning it's so hot and you are keeping a nafl fast? And where are you grazing your goats in these mountains? He replied that, I swear by Allah that I am fasting so that I can recompense for the days of my life that have passed. And Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma wanted to test his piety and whether he was speaking the truth. He says to him, will you sell one of your goats to us? And he replied that no, he wouldn't. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said that we'll pay you for its price, you know, the price, whatever price it is, we'll pay you the price and we'll give you its meat as well so you can break your fast with it. The offer was tantalizing and it was something which one would feel difficult to refuse. Despite that, this shepherd, he replied that these goats are not mine to begin with. And they belong to the owner, my owner, meaning he was a slave and the goats belong to his owner. So Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma wanted to test him again and asked him, you can tell your owner that a wolf has taken one of the goats. The slave replied, and what about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching? Allahu Akbar. How am I going to lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is watching this? He knows the truth and will hold me accountable for this. When Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned to Medina, he bought the slave and goats from the owner, meaning he bought the slave from the owner and he bought all the goats also from the owner. He then freed the slave and gave him the goats as a gift. Subhanallah. Look at how his truthfulness was rewarded by this great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Allah Allah. And who is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma? He is that Sahabi Rasul who is known for his enthusiasm of for following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is one of the most knowledgeable among the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And he is none other than Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. But look at how he was impressed. Him being on such a great stature, he was impressed by the truthfulness and the honesty of this shepherd, that despite the fact that he lured him with such great offers, and he still refused because he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he never wanted to tell a lie. He spoke the truth, and because of the barakah of him speaking the truth, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took a liking to him, so much so that he bought that slave from the owner and he bought all the goats from the owner as well. And after buying the slave, he freed the slave and made him the owner of all these goats. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. These are the people of Allah, who are always Allah conscious, Allah fearing, and they have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from ever speaking a lie, because they know Allah is always watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth. Subhanallah. We as the devotee of awliya, pious predecessors, we learn from these narrations and parables that the pious people of Allah are those who always speak the truth and remain engrossed in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. They do not act against the Sharia. In the example of this shepherd who knew the Sharia rulings and never wanted to violate the Sharia by selling the animal that did not belong to him, they follow the rules of Islam of never telling a lie. They are adorned with knowledge and good deeds. Subhanallah. He didn't only have the knowledge of Sharia, but he also acted upon the Sharia. And they are an embodiment of piety and abstinence from sins. They possess a neat and clean character, the character which was loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They do not fear the creation, but have the fear of the Creator Allah Azza wa Jal within their hearts. They perform actions only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than pleasing people. They do not look to the world, but rather to the Creator of the world. I hope that we gain the ability to follow the footsteps of the pious predecessors, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also hope that we perform actions for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, rather than this world, and follow the sharia rather than the creation. Ameen. Bijahil nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. We have just mentioned the parable of the blessings of speaking the truth, subhanallah. And in this regard, there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted mankind numerous blessings. And from these blessings, one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the tongue, which enables us to speak. And the value of having a tongue can only be known and realized by those who don't have a tongue, who are mute, who cannot speak, who cannot articulate words to express their feelings or to express what's in their hearts, such as those brothers who are dumb, who are mute, who cannot speak. Allahu Akbar. But yet, we do have a tongue, we do possess a tongue, we do not know how to use it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us ability to speak, we must make shukr for it. And what is the way of showing gratitude for this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of having a tongue is to speak the truth. Apparently the tongue is a small piece of meat, but it is also a great blessing of Allah. Using the tongue in a correct manner can lead us to paradise, whereas using the same tongue in a wrong way could lead to hell. If someone uses this tongue in the correct manner and recites kalima tayyiba with it, subhanallah, how beautiful would that be? From the sincerity of the heart, then paradise becomes incumbent upon him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah wa wajabat lahu al-jannah. Whosoever recites La ilaha illallah, he will enter paradise, and paradise will become incumbent upon him. If this tongue, ma'azallah, we seek refuge of Allah from this, if it is used in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this, the same tongue could lead to a major adversity in this world and in the hereafter as well. Just like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the majority of sins are performed by humans are from the tongue. Meaning the majority of sins performed by us is by which organ of the body? It's often by the tongue. Therefore, an intelligent and a wise person is that who utilizes this tongue in a good manner and refrains from utilizing the tongue in a bad and evil manner. We must safeguard the tongue from using vulgar words, from useless speeches, from using this tongue to swear at someone, or breaking someone's heart, Allahu Akbar, or backbiting about someone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to abandon these evil habits by always keeping our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahil nabiyil ameen. You should remember that using the tongue in a good manner can entitle a person to reap many benefits, whereas using the same tongue in a bad manner for evil purposes can lead to deprivation from many benefits and bring about a lot of harm. Therefore, we must make sure to make it our habit to use the tongue in a correct manner, inshallah. There are so many blessings of speaking the truth. And what is truth? Truth is when speech and action is according to reality, whereas lying is when speech and action is against the reality. To make it a habit to speak the truth, it is important to always stay away from falsehood and lying. Apparently, a person thinks that nothing happens if you tell a lie, but this one lie shakes all foundations of truth. Allahu Akbar. If a person always speaks the truth and stays away from lying, then many blessings of speaking the truth will become apparent. Hence, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and this is a solid piece of advice. He says that just like a date tree starts off as a twig, every tree, for example, starts from little plant having delicate twigs. Allahu Akbar. Such a twig, which is very weak and fragile, that if a child pulls it out from the ground or a goat eats it, then the root is finished. This is how delicate the root and the twig is. But the same twig is then continuously watered, if it is watered continuously, looked after, due to which it grows and nourishes until a strong foundation is established. It takes deep root and develops a strong trunk. Then that same twig that was once very weak and fragile and delicate now gives shade and stands tall as a strong tree and bears fruit as well. Similarly, the same example is of truth. The truth, initially it is weak inside. The truth that is in the heart, initially it is weak. You will feel the truth to be weak, and a person continues to protect that truth. And once you start to look after the truth and refrain from lying slowly and surely and enable the truth to prosper and flourish due to this protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants truth, strength, and showers blessings upon the person who speaks the truth. Then what happens? Due to speaking the truth always and protecting this truth, a person reaches such a stage that his speech becomes medicine for those who commit sin and are immersed in transgression. Allahu Akbar. After saying this, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala ali asked, "Have you seen such people who have obtained such a status?" He then addressed himself and replied that, "Yes, why not? We have seen such people. I swear by Allah, I have seen such people. And they are Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and other fortunate people like them. They are those people through whose speech Allah Almighty gives life to thousands of people." In other words, by listening to their speech, thousands of people have left the path of evil and became travelers of the path of righteousness due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is the merit and the blessings of truth. Yes, we as individuals, we as Muslims, we as Ummah, we need to nurture this truth. If it is weak, we need to water and nourish it until we become a symbol of truth, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. We learn that there are many blessings of speaking the truth, subhanAllah, through many parables and Quranic verses and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Truth is such a quality that does not only make a person successful in this world, but those who speak the truth will be successful in the hereafter as well. The Holy Quran mentions this point very clearly in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 119, where Allah Azza wa Jal states, "This Qiyamah is a day on which the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them are gardens beneath which rivers flow, in which they will abide forever and ever. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. This is the greatest success. A famous commentator of the Holy Quran, Allama Ismail Haqqi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has written under this verse of the Holy Quran in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, that truth will benefit the person speaking the truth on the Day of Judgment. Lies spoken in the world and ostentation will not be beneficial whatsoever on the Day of Judgment. Rather, they will be a cause of someone's destruction, entrapment. An intelligent person should try to walk on the path of the truth. Adopting truth inclines a person towards good deeds. It is mentioned in another place, at another occasion in the Holy Quran, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful ones. Under this verse, it is written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan by the great Mufti of Dawat Islam, Mufti Qasim Attari Hafizahullah. It means to be in the company of those who are truthful in faith, who are sincere and who affirm the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sincerely. We should stay with those people who are pious. We should adopt the company of those individuals who are virtuous. We should maintain a connection with those people who speak the truth. We should stay with those individuals, those people who refrain from lying, and we should be friends with those people who act upon the Sharia. We should be friends with those people who offer salah and keep fast with steadfastness. We should be with those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should adopt the company of those individuals who are the devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should stay with those people who love the companions and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alayhim ridwan and the noble awliya rahimahumullah. Inshallah azza wa jal, by being on the path of truth and by remaining in the company of the truthful people, inshallah we stand to gain so much. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen. Dear viewers, there is a great piece of nasiha and advice from the brother Hafiz Kaleem Attari Hafizahullah, who says in this nasiha, and he explains the concept of truthfulness and trustworthy people. Subhanallah. And how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a symbol of truth and trustworthiness. And here in our beautiful silsila, the spiritual order of Sayyidina Ghawsul Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, silsila Qadiriyya Radhawiyya, when we recite the Shajara written by Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he refers to this individual in the Qadiriyya spiritual order, and we are seeking faiz and barakah from such individuals, subhanallah, who are known to be truthful. And he says, صدق صادق کا تصدق صادق الاسلام کر. Subhanallah. And here he refers to Sayyidina Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was known for his truthfulness. Subhanallah. Always speaking the truth. And his, subhanallah, through his sadaqah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us closer in the court of Allah and Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyyi l-ameen. So Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sadiq is attached as his title to the name, subhanallah. As whenever you would hear his name, he is always referred to as Imam Jafar Sadiq. Meaning Sadiq is always attached to his personality and his name. Why? Because he was one of the most truthful people in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is the Imam in the Ahlul Bayt, subhanallah. And he says, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, since we are speaking of the merit of truth, so we should hear it from the word of this truthful person. And he says that do not adopt the company of five types of people. His advice, do not adopt the company, join the company of five types of people. Who are these five types of people from whose company he says do not join this company? Number one, do not join the company of the individual who lies a lot. First advice, on the spot. He says, Do not join the company of a person who lies a lot. This is because you will be deceived by him. He is like sand which looks like water that you see in a desert. Yes. And those who are far away, he will bring them close to you. And those who are close to you, he will distance them from you. Allahu Akbar. These are the qualities of those people who lie a lot. Because they don't only lie to others, but they will lie and deceive you as well. The second advice he says, do not join the company of a foolish person. This is because you will not gain anything from him. He will want to benefit you, but will cause damage instead. Yes. The third person he advises strongly to avoid the company of is a stingy person, is a miserly person. This is because when you will need him the most, he will end his relationship with you. Allahu Akbar. And number fourth, a person who's coward. This is because he will leave you and run away from you at the time of difficulty. Yes. And number fifth, a transgressor. Do not join the company of a transgressor. This is because he will set you and he will sell you for one morsel or even less than that. Meaning, he has no regard for you. Someone asked, what is less than a morsel? He said, having greed and not attaining it. Allah, Allah, Allah. So yes, we should take the advice of this truthful person of the Ahl Bayt, subhanallah, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala, the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great interpreter of the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, he is the teacher of our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala. In one hadith, which is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned An ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, An Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, he reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna sidqa yahdi ila albir, that the truth leads to piety. Wa inna albirra yahdi ila aljannah, and piety leads to paradise. Wa inna rajula la yasduqu hatta yuktaba siddiqa, and man, he continues to speak the truth until he is written amongst the truthful people, subhanallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's listen to this hadith sharif again, because it moves in succession. What happens? One thing leads to the other. He says, inna siddiqa yahdi ilal bir, that the truth leads to piety. Wa inna albirra yahdi ila aljannah, and piety leads to paradise. Wa inna rajula la yasduqu hatta yuktaba siddiqa, and the man continues to speak the truth until he is written amongst the truthful people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, this is the state of those who speak the truth. But on the other spectrum, end of the spectrum, is the person who lies. Wa inna al-kadhiba yahdi ila al-fujur, and lying leads to sin and transgression. Wa inna al-fujura yahdi ila an-nar, and sin and transgression, it leads to hell. Wa inna ar-rajula la yakdhibu hatta yuktaba kadhaba, and the person who lies, he continues to lie until he is written by Allah among the people who lie, among the liars. Allahu Akbar. This is such a profound hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it is clear cut where the truth will lead us and where the lies will lead us. The truth will lead us to piety. Piety will lead us to paradise, and our name will be written among those who speak the truth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we continue to speak the truth. But on the other hand, if we lie, then it will lead us to sin, and sin leads us to hell. And if the person continues to lie, then such a person is written as a liar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who remain on the truth. Ameen bijahin. Dear viewers, in the Arab world, there is a saying and proverb. And the famous Arabic proverb is, the translation, truth breeds success. Truth breeds success and safety, while lies bring destruction. It's so simple. And deen is simple. So there's no need to complicate it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to stick to these merits of truth that are promoted in the Holy Quran, in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the lives of the pious predecessors, and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from amongst the truthful ones and grant us tawfiq to abstain and refrain from lying. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Dear viewers, one should hold fast to the truth. The reason is that there is nothing more powerful as a weapon than truth. Yes. It is said that truth is respect. Even though at times to speak the truth causes one to face embarrassment for a moment, it must be borne in mind that lies is nothing but disgrace or a cause of eventual disgrace. Even though for a moment, you know, it gives you some relief momentarily if you were to speak a lie and get out of a situation, but it will always keep bothering you. It may seem that one has achieved something good, but it is also said that when a person becomes habitual of lying, that even when he speaks the truth, it carries no weight. You become what you know, what you are habitual of. Your habit, they define you. We are in the habit of speaking lies, that then the moment we speak the truth, even our truth doesn't carry any weight. Allahu Akbar. The example lies in the life of the pious predecessors. Allahu Akbar. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Do we know that according to the scholars of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna sahar kutub ba'dal Quran wa kitabillahi Sahih al-Bukhari, that the most authentic book after the Holy Quran, the book of Allah, is the Sahih compilation of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, al-Jami Sahih al-Bukhari. Why? There is a reason behind it as to why this is considered as the most authentic book after the Holy Quran. Because it was compiled on the merit of truth. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala, he traveled for days to take one hadith from a person. And when he reached this person, when he reached his destination and he saw the person, that this person was, he had an empty bag. And he put his hand inside the bag and his horse or his animal was hungry. And he is trying to fool the animal by deceiving the animal, you know, by creating an impression that there is grains in that bag, while the bag is empty, and he rather inserted his hand inside the bag and trying to deceive the animal that there is grains in it. So the animal calms down. When Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he sees this, though he had journeyed for days to take this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he sees the nature of and the personality of this individual from whom he wanted to take the hadith, he returned, he made a U-turn without even taking any hadith from him, because he never considered that person to be worthy of having the trust and entrustment of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he could fool and lie to an animal, how would he be trustworthy on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look at the mindset of the pious predecessors as to how they would think and how they would decide, and everything they would examine on the merit of truth. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he is to define everything on the merit of truth. Allahu Akbar. We are the devotees of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak. We are in the silsila. Many of us must be as a viewer, as you, me, and many of us must be in the silsila of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. But how many of us do we really speak the truth? How many of us do we really stick to this great teachings of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali of speaking the truth? Yes, we need to take a closer look at ourselves, introspect, inshallah azza wa jal. And this is where it all begins, by introspecting, by taking account of our actions, our habits, our nature, our personality, whether we speak the truth or we become coward and take shelter under the guise of lying and cheating and deceiving, which will only ruin our dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to speak and to stay on the truth through the barakah and the blessings of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the pious predecessors. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find